High Tide by Veronica Henry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Autumn has come to Penfleet, a small town on the mouth of the river from which it takes its name. Its harbour is full at high tide, so full it looks as if it might burst. The tide is pushing the water out to the sea valiantly. Sometimes it seems pointless, as the sea never seems grateful. But the tide carries on, day in, day out, providing the rhythm the town has always lived by. The river's banks are covered in tangled woods, hiding voles and otters, water rats, kingfishers and herons. Further up, narrow creeks meander away from the main tributary, leading to tiny villages, some with only a cluster of houses, an ancient church and a postbox. The tide may be high, but the autumn sun is low, hovering in the sky over the harbour. It wraps the scene in a rich, burnished glow, a syrupy marmalade lustre that heralds the falling of leaves and the shortening of days and the onset of winter. It is more subtle than the harsher summer sun. It's mellow, seductive, comforting. Everything looks more beautiful in its glaze. And yet, catch it at the wrong time and there is danger. For the autumn sun is deceptive. You turn a corner and the full force of its strength hits you. You are dazzled. You lose all...